I'm sitting here with artist Bashir McCall outside Imperial War Museum North, and we've spoken about his fantastic installation, The Genie, that he is making for the Air Shard here at the museum. But Bashir, I want to talk to you about the work that you will be showing at the Manchester Contemporary. You're going to be showing both paintings, but also some incredibly large-scale tapestry works. Bashir, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. The exhibition is called The House of Cards, and clearly it is very much featuring two things. One is a series of about 20 paintings. The paintings are depicting very much the landscape of the city of the Giardino Occupata, which is the city that we created in Venice, in the Venice Biennale. So we're taking certain neighborhoods and areas from that and then turned it into paintings as souvenirs and as much of a long-lasting souvenir or an impression or an object of the exhibition itself, given the fact that the exhibition has been destroyed part of its lifespan as an installation. And the other one is, and these paintings are essentially aimed to be relatively realistic paintings as part of the concept, and they produced in that manner in a sort of a semi-classical approach in order to give it that sense of long-lasting, it fits within a particular genre of paintings. I haven't done paintings since 1996, so this is a new departure for me, or let's call it a return to paintings, which I thoroughly enjoyed, I must say. I never thought that I would be able to paint again in a very different style of my previous paintings, which used to be hard edge paintings. But also the other dimension to this is the tapestry, which again, the House of Cards is mostly about the lacking in stability, and the significance of the tapestry is that they will be placed on the floor of six enormous bullet hole impressions, or bullet hole photographically conceived, and then they're turned into these tapestries. Very much also to tell the story of, again, the instability of the world and the way in which politics always seems to be a losing force.
I thought the paintings looked very, very beautiful. They're exquisitely rendered, and I think a really nice compliment to the work here at IWM North.
Yeah, well, I tend to work for years with the same theme, but expanding it, pushing the boundaries where it can go, and so on and so forth. For example, in Shanghai at the moment, we have got the glass piece, and the work that I've done in the Aichi Biennale, which is another association or a version of the Inter-Ghost Exit Ghost exhibition that we had in Beijing. And also it has this relationship to the Venice Biennale exhibition. The paintings themselves are executed in a way that very much trying to associate itself with the tradition and the genre of semi-classical paintings. So from that point of view, although it's not as labored as might look, because they're quite large, and they're not as the execution is slightly rougher than the normal or the general feel of a classical painting, but nevertheless they give that impression of a classical painting as part of the concept of creating something that is much long lasting than the cardboard city itself.
Well, we're delighted that we're going to be able to see this work at the Manchester Contemporary, and that's on between the 25th and the 28th of September. Thanks, Bashir.
Thank you.